Well, Sleeping Beauty has arrived. Good morning, Mike. You there, Mike? I can't hear Mike. It looks like he said he arrived, but I do not see him there. Let's see if I can. If not, I'll have to call him back. There he is. Hey, you, Mike?
Yes.
I said, it's funny. I tried picking up the first time, and there was nothing there at all.
I think it was the settings on my phone.
No, I think it was actually, I went to my second line, and there was it was dead, too, and then all of a sudden it just came back. So I think we can blame it on Comcast.
Don't start on them yet, because they're going to be my new TV provider.
They're okay. They're an okay TV provider, all right?
I had them before, but now with this Verizon and Disney thing, bye-bye Verizon.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of thieves. Yeah, that's all you can say. But Comcast is between Verizon and Comcast. Comcast is better.
Yeah, when you get between me and my sports, you have to go.
That's right. All right. So now I hope you got enough sleep yesterday.
Yes.
Wow. I guess that was a snooze button for you.
Yeah, you know, you blame it on the darkness because you can't see what you're doing.
No, I understand that 100%. I understand that 100%. All right, now, speaking about sleep, I was talking with Jill. She said to me last night, as it was fairly early, you're going to stay up for any of the bowl games. So I said, not really, but you know what? There might be a lot of scoring in this game that's coming up tonight. I might watch it for a few minutes. Thank God I got sleepy and went to bed because it wound up 45-38. And I didn't want to stay up to see Vanderbilt.
What, that Vanderbilt game?
Yeah, Baylor beat Vanderbilt 45-38.
Yeah, I was watching some of that. I conked out by the fourth quarter. It was midnight already.
Yeah, I knew it was going to last because it started at 9. But I'm glad I went to bed. Even though I like to see in college football like that, a game with teams I don't really follow,
mm-hmm.
You want to see a lot of action. You want to see a lot of scoring. So otherwise it's a boring game.
Well, there'll be a lot of action and scoring tomorrow night.
You know, have you noticed the attendance of these bowl games being way, way down?
Nah, yesterday was the only one I watched. I only watched a little bit of that.
How about the bowl game that was canceled the day before that?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
They played 5 minutes. The game was canceled. There was 25,000 people in the stands that came. Well, they came from Boston. They came from so-and-so.
Why didn't they play that game, yesterday or something? Why didn't they reschedule it?
I don't know. I just thought it was wrong for the families and the fans that traveled there and spent money to come there, and for the players you reschedule.
I feel bad for the players.
Yeah.
For some of them, it's the last time they're ever going to play football. And it just shows you the meaningless of the game because it's not rescheduled. It just never happened.
Yeah, it was bizarre, to say the least. It was bizarre. Well, anyways, so what else? I guess we've got to do our NFL picks, right? Final one for the regular season?
Before we get there, let's talk about the Nets a little bit. They're the best team in the NBA.
Did they win again?
Yeah, they won the other night. I missed it yesterday, but they've won 9 out of their last 10, and they're the opposite of the Knicks, who's lost 9 out of their last 10. And they're talking about the Nets trying to make some kind of a decent trade where they can become competitive in the playoffs. So the Nets, all of a sudden, are meaningful.
Well, there you go. Anything's possible in life. The Knicks should learn from that.
You watching that Madison Square Garden?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so the Nets are playing really well.
Well, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we're going to
go. So are we going to pick the college games? For the sake of picking them?
Yeah, okay, give me the games.
Clemson's playing Notre Dame.
Clemson.
Me too. Alabama's playing Oklahoma.
I, for some reason, I've always been a big Oklahoma fan, and for some reason, you'd like to see Alabama lose every once in a while, so I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
All right, so I'm going with Clemson and Alabama. You're going with Clemson and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also like the song.
They don't count in our standings, but we just pick them.
And I also like the song Oklahoma. So.
Oh, I like a lot of their songs. The only one I don't like is that Notre Dame song.
Right.
With the drunk leprechaun jumping around.
That's right. All right. So now,
all right, with the last week now, how many games are we picking?
We'll stick with the regular ones. I mean,
okay.
What's it stand at?
I'm at a remote location where I don't have my numbers, but I don't think you can catch.
No, I don't think so either. That's why I'm saying we'll leave it at three games.
Okay.
Let me pick first, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me pick first. And I'm seeing as it's the last game of the season and I can't catch you, I'm going to pick the Saints over the Panthers. I'm going to pick the Patriots over the Jets.
We're going to have the same three games.
No, we're not, because it's the last game of the season, and I can do this because it doesn't mean a thing. I can't catch you. I'm going to take the Giants over the Cowboys.
Sentimental pick.
Yes, and you know what? It doesn't mean anything in the standings for me.
So. All right, well, I'm going with New Orleans over Carolina, Pittsburgh over Cincinnati, and New England over the Jets.
It's going to be interesting. The Steelers have to beat the Bengals.
Oh, they'll beat the Bengals.
The Browns, I really think, have a chance to beat the Ravens.
Yeah, that could happen.
And those are two interesting games to watch.
Yeah, I marked six down just in case we were going to go crazy today. But the other games I liked was Philadelphia at Washington, Seattle at Arizona, and the Rams over San Francisco.
Yeah, and you know, the reason I'd love to see the Giants win against Dallas is I'd love to see Philadelphia also win.
They were eliminated.
They are eliminated?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they can't even get in a wild card, huh?
Mm-mm.
All right, well, then that doesn't matter then.
I'm pretty sure they're torched.
All right.
Because I think I remember seeing the Cowboys clinched the East last week.
I know the Cowboys clinched the East. But I thought that Philadelphia still had an outside shot at the playoffs.
They can't catch. I don't think they can catch Seattle or Minnesota. Maybe Minnesota, but I don't think they can catch Seattle.
Playoff standings. Come on up here. My computer's acting slow this morning. I don't know. Okay. Wild card. The Eagles are still on the hunt to catch the Vikings.
They can't catch Minnesota.
Yeah,
who are they playing?
The Eagles are playing 8-7 and 8-7, and the Vikings are 8-6 and 1. So if the Eagles win and go 9-7, and the Vikings lose.
Who are the Vikings playing?
Okay, let's go back to that screen. Hang on a second here. Doobie doobie doo. Come on, where's the schedule there? Gosh, things so slow. Okay, here we go. Vikings are playing. It's because I got all these goofy graphics. Panthers, Saints, Jets, Patriots, Jaguars, Lions, Packers, Eagles, Bears at the Vikings.
Ain't happening.
Bears at the Vikings.
Ain't happening unless the Bears laying down, and I don't think the Bears are laying down.
Well, if the Bears win, that means, and Philadelphia wins, that means Philly gets in.
If the Bears win and Philadelphia wins, the Eagles get in. Yep.
Yep. So
they got a shot.
But I hate Washington more than I hate Philly. So I remember back in the days when what's his name was a coach, and they used to beat the Giants. He used to just keep scoring. What was his name? Oh God.
Allen.
Yeah, that's him.
Dick Allen, right? Wasn't his name Dick Allen?
It was Allen. May he roast in hell.
George Allen.
George Allen. May he roast in hell.
Might be.
Anyways, all right, so those are our picks. We'll see where we stand. So you're at a remote location this morning.
I'm at a remote location. Cannot disclose my location.
All right.
I got a couple races, though.
All right, well, let's go with it.
All right, at Gulfstream tomorrow, the eighth race, the Tropical Park Oaks for three-year-old fillies. Draws a huge field in here. My top pick in here is going to be the 13 horse, Angel of Mischief. This horse is trained by Norm Case, has two good turf races and wins at Kentucky Downs and Keeneland, ran in the grade two Miss Revere, kind of got tied up on the inside, wasn't allowed to stretch her legs. This horse is training very, very well at Palm Meadows for this race. and all systems go with the 13 horse, Angel of Mischief. A couple horses you might want to throw in underneath. One is the 9 horse, Miss Ramona G. Another one is the 10 horse, Too Charming. But whichever way you slice it, Angel of Mischief is my top pick in the Tropical Park Oaks. Big field down there in that race tomorrow. The 11th race is the boys part of it. It's the Tropical Park Derby. These races used to be run at Calder. New Year's weekend, New Year's Day used to be big, big grass races at Calder, and Tour Place is defunct, so Gulfstream's took these races. Another big field here tomorrow at Gulfstream in the 11th race. A couple horses I'm looking at here. One is the 7 horse. He's bankable. Doesn't look like a lot of speed in this race, but I think this horse has a chance to get out wide of the field if not pushed. So 7, he's bankable, is one of my plays. Another play coming in off a layoff, hasn't run since August, is the 12 horse, Rose's Vision. This horse is trained by Stuart Simon. 1-for-1 at Gulfstream, but like I said, this horse is coming off a pretty big layoff. But my top pick here is going to be another horse coming off a layoff, the 4 horse, Breaking the Rules, trained by Shug McGahey. Has 2 nice works at Payson Park, which is a deep track north of Gulfstream Park. And this horse has a nice race last time out at Belmont, and his buyer numbers are just much higher than everybody else's. So we'll see what he does. It's not going to be that big of a price, I don't think, but I'm going to box those horses. So I'm going to go with the 4, Breaking the Rules, the 7, he's bankable, and the 12, Rose's Vision, in the Tropical Park Derby at Gulfstream tomorrow.
All right. Now, are you going to be at your underscores location throughout the weekend?
No, partially.
Okay. All right. Now, so we'll speak to you on the last day of the year, Monday.
Yeah, I'll be here Monday. Yeah, I'll make sure I don't hit the snooze button again.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.